allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Just have a couple of comments. I want to wish everyone here a happy Thanksgiving. I hope the students, staff, and everyone at Whitehall Central School has a wonderful Thanksgiving and a great break. And travel safe. And Louie has just told us, and Mr. Pratt has just told us, that the weather is going to stick with us on a favorable note, so we're good with that. Thanks, everybody, for coming. That's all I have.
Okay. Got a couple of quick announcements. First, we've completed our first marking period. Hard to believe we're that far through the school year already. And want to make a real neat positive comment about our athletic teams last semester. Our girls' soccer and our golf teams were named Scholar Athlete Teams for the year with a 93.38 and 93.5 respective grade point average.
Nice.
So. Great job to both of those teams and their coaches and our teachers for doing such a great job with our students. This evening, we are going to be kicking off monthly informational sessions with our student council president, Louie Pratt. Louie will be talking to the board each month, just bringing the Board of Education up to speed on all of the great things that are happening here in the school district. Mr. Burgess has been working very hard with our student council. Representatives to kind of turn the school over to the students and let the students start making some decisions on the things that are happening and what we're doing within the district. And we're pleased to kick this off this evening with Louie.
All right, thank you. So I'm the president of our student council, which is our student government. We have representatives from each grade. We're talking about what's going on within their grade, but also talking about what's going on within the school and how we can make things better for our students. And like Mr. Burgess has been trying to do for his past couple years, is making this a student-run school. And I can tell you that within the last couple years, it is becoming a student-run school. Oh my God. Well, my dad's skills here. So what's each grade up to? So our seniors, talking about a senior trip, and they're all enjoying their last. As a senior, it's definitely different when you become a senior. It's a different year, different stuff's going on. And they're all really taking those moments to their heart. Our juniors are getting ready for prom. They're fundraising. It's going to be at the Country Meadows Barn in Fort Ann. Venues booked. The DJ's booked. Andy Pratt will be DJing again. Our sophomores are getting ready for that fun old DC trip that I will be attending for the third time. Only about a time or two. And so they've been fundraising. They sold pizza kits. Mrs. Irwin does an amazing job of putting this trip together. Our freshmen, they just sold some discount cards to different businesses. Our eighth graders sold some t-shirts. And our seventh graders are just getting themselves into the building. And I think Mrs. Rodriguez has done an amazing job helping them get together into the building, as well as the rest of our middle school staff. Fall sports. So we just completed our fall sports season. Here's just a couple of our teams, our cheerleaders, our cross country, football, soccer, golf. When I say our school is strongly athletically driven, I mean that with every word. These students spend so much time dedicated to their sports because it's what they like to do. And I think they all saw themselves having a successful fall season, especially with our new merger. This year was an amazing group of cheerleaders. They all loved cheering. They came with a smile on their face, and it was a really great fall season. So we had our Spirit Week kick off back in October, and our first day was Twin Day, and the goal of Twin Day was to match with your friend or your friends. It could become like Winnie the Pooh and Piglet up here, two main people from the show, and we even sent out a form to our students if they did not have someone they could twin with so that everyone was included. And here, there's Julia. She's Scooby-Doo and that Lily is Shaggy. Even our teachers like to participate, and that's something that Mr. Burgess, too, has been helping us work on, is making sure it's not just our students that are doing these spirit days, it's our staff, because if they lead by example, and then the students catch on to it. So then Wednesday was holiday, so you dress up as your favorite holiday. As we see, a lot of people loved Christmas, and in our lobby, we did a little event where the clubs could hand out treats, so it was sort of a trick-or-treat kind of thing. lake over here. Apparently her favorite holiday was Groundhog's Day. And she moved up here in the Statue of Liberty. That was a fun little day for all the students. Then we had Generation Day, which is one the students have been requesting for quite some time. And it's a funny day. So our staff and our seniors were senior citizens. That's Miss Godfrey up here. She was a little grandma. And then our sophomores and juniors were challenged to look like they were going through a midlife crisis. Our freshmen stayed up as teens, and then our 7th and 8th graders are toddlers and babies, as you can see. And I was quite convinced that they were. And then the good old Maroon and White Day. And this Spirit Week was an amazing week, I have to say. After the last couple years, the flood, the pandemic, school spirit was at an all-time low. And there was just something about this Spirit Week. There was so much railroader pride back in the air. And I am so glad to say that our students are proud to be railroaders and they're proud to represent Railroader Nation. And so obviously there's always a bunch of festivities going on. We had our pep rally, our game, our dance, our little parade. And I have to say the highlight of the pep rally was a little routine that our cheerleaders and our teachers put together where they paired up with a teacher and did a dance, and it was quite funny. And we had our homecoming king, Landon Roselle, and our homecoming queen, Brady Benjamin. And then I had to add this one in. I wasn't planning on it, but it really stuck out because, like I talked about before, students are getting their railroader pride back. So when you see these dress-up days, they're more than just showing up and wearing pink. So we did a pink out day for Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and there was so much pink in our school, it literally flooded all the students. And it was so amazing to see all students coming together for a great cause. Last week, a couple of our students attended a student leadership conference at the Great Escape Lodge. Myself, Julia Arquette, and Jacob Younger, we were part of the planning committee, so we kind of put the whole thing together. And it was a fun little event to escape from the school for a day, but also it was during the snowstorm. So that was an interesting afternoon. We had great activities. We did fun little speakers. It was an amazing afternoon with our students. And then this last Friday, Mrs. Rodriguez put together the Fall Ball, sponsored by Student Council. So our middle schoolers got to come and have their own evening together, celebrating the end of the first quarter. And I did go, and I was volunteering, actually dancing on the dance floor. And it was a fun little evening. All those kids, they were just so happy to be there and enjoying their time as the students. So what is Student Council working on? Like you saw with our homecoming, our pep rally, we are sponsoring events. So we want to make sure that our students are equipped with fun events to do so that our school isn't just a place where you come, get homework, and head home. We want our students to enjoy the school. They want to enjoy the building and bring back that spirit of the Railroader Nation. We are currently surveying lunch menu ideas. This is something we like to do because we want student input. Obviously, Mr. Ott puts together a great lunch menu, but we always want to know what the students think they want. They want more grilled cheese. They want more chicken patties. This is something that is very important to our students, and it's something that they look forward to each year. They want to know what's on the menu. They want to see more stuff. And then we'll put our Christmas tree up in the lobby, where we also hold our box for our food drive and give it to our pantry cupboard. And then lastly, don't forget to see Elf Jr. on December 9th and 10th at 7 p.m., 2 p.m., and 7 p.m. again. Our drama club has been working insanely hard on this event. And you should also check out our drama club on TikTok because we just got over 1 million views on a couple of our videos. So we're kind of going viral. And that's all for the In the Halls this month.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Louie.
Louie, I love this. This is great. Like, that just feels so good to know what's really going on in the hallways. It really does. Thank you. Okay, are you through with your comments, Mr. D?
I am.
Okay, treasurer's report.
Yes, I would like to recommend the board take action to approve the treasurer's report and documents as presented in your agenda.
Do we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
We've got Mr. LaChapelle, I think, as first, and Mrs. Norton as second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Right.
Opposed? Carried. Items requiring board action.
Yes, I would like to recommend the board take action to approve the board minutes of October 17 and November 7.
Do we have a motion to approve those board minutes? Dr. Newell, do we have a second? Second, Mrs. Arquette. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
You have in your packet the CSE, CPSE minutes from a series of meetings from August 17, September 23, 27, 28, October 11, 13, and 27, as well as November 14th. I would like to recommend approval.
Do we have a motion to approve those minutes?
I make a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Mowat. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mrs. Norton. Any discussion? All in favor? Oh, was it you, Mr. Pratt?
Don't worry.
Thanks, Louie.
I'll throw him right under the bus. Don't worry.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. I guess I'll have to look up so I can make sure I know where everything's coming from. Okay. Sorry.
No worries. I'd like to recommend the approval of the Technology Committee meeting notes from October 10th.
Do we have a motion to approve those? Dr. Newell, thank you. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mrs. Norton. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
I'd also like to recommend the approval of the Safety and Security meeting notes from November 15.
Do we have a motion to approve those?
So moved.
Mr. Lashapelle, do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Pratt. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
I'd like to recommend the approval of the Athletic Committee meeting notes from November 3rd.
Do we have a motion to approve those notes?
So moved.
Mrs. Norton, do we have a second? Second, Dr. Newell. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
And I'd like to recommend the approval of the Wellness Committee meeting notes from November 9th.
Do we have a motion to approve those notes?
I'll make a motion.
Mr. Pratt, do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mrs. Arquette. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. And thanks to all those committee heads for taking the time to do those extra meetings and getting those notes to us.
All right. I would like to recommend the board take action to correct the appointment of Kevin Gibo. He was previously appointed October 17th as the modified wrestling coach, but we do need to move him to the position of assistant varsity wrestling coach, as he will be continuing to coach the modified team but also attend all varsity wrestling tournaments held on weekends, so that we have a second certified coach at all of our girls meets and tournaments as well.
Do we have a motion to approve that correction?
So moved.
Mr. Dudley, do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. LaChapelle. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Appointments.
Right. Yes. Anybody have issue with taking these as a group?
No.
Okay. I'd like to recommend Maya Touchette to be appointed as substitute teacher aide. Martha Ingleston to the position of substitute food service helper. Ken Rich to permanent appointment as a school bus driver, as he has completed his 26-week probationary period. I'd also like to recommend April Lynn Kelly to the position of volunteer girls wrestling coach for the season. I'd also like to recommend Eric Wilbur to the probationary appointment as a cleaner here within the district.
Do we have a motion for those appointments?
So moved.
Mr. LaChapelle. Do we have a second?
Pat made the motion. She coughed in between, right?
Yeah, I guess.
I thought.
I'm trying to clear my throat.
Sorry. Mrs. Norton and Mr. LaChapelle, any discussion?
I have a question.
Yes.
During that 26-week probationary period, are those folks eligible for health insurance and whatever other, you know, rights that they would have?
Yes, if they are hired and they're brought on as a full-time employee in the district, they are
okay. Do we have part-time school bus drivers?
We have part-time school bus drivers as well, yes.
Okay, and are all those positions filled currently?
We are always looking for substitutes, but all of our permanent positions are currently filled.
Okay, and what do you consider to be a part-time? Is that a 20-hour a week type
part-time
of thing?
Is less than, was it less than 30?
Okay, so anybody over 30 would then qualify for health insurance?
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Resignations.
Yes, I would like to recommend the board take action to approve the resignation of Mr. Kevin Parrott from the position of Director of Facilities and wish him well in his new endeavors. I'd like to recommend the termination of Ms. Danielle Beebe from Food Service Helper and the resignation of Mr. Dale, David Gale from the position of Guidance Counselor.
Do we have a motion to approve those?
So moved.
Dr. Newell, do we have a second?
Second,
Mr. Pratt. Any discussion?
I just have one comment.
Sure.
You know, I spoke to Mr. Parrott, and he asked that I bring to the board, to everyone's attention, that he is more than willing to help in any way, shape, or form, and though he was saddened that he decided that he needed to move on, that he is still committed to this community and to this district, and if we need to reach him for any reason, at any point, any day, any hour, he would be here to help us. And he said he's a railroader at heart, and he wanted every one of you to know that, you know, he's still committed regardless of whether he's employed here or not. So.
Thank you.
I talked to Kevin.
Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. ECA stipends.
Yes, I would like to recommend the board take action to approve the extra class stipends as indicated in your agenda.
Do we have a motion to approve the stipends? Mr. Pratt, do we have a second?
So moved.
Mr. LaChapelle, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Technology leave.
Yes, we have a need for an additional copier at the elementary school. Is what we have up there now. It does not suit the needs of the building. With that said, I would like to recommend the board take action to approve the technology lease as listed in your agenda.
Do we have a motion to approve that lease?
So moved.
Mrs. Norton, do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Dr. Newell. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Budget calendar.
Yes, you have before you a copy of the proposed budget calendar for the 23-24 school year. And yes, believe it or not, we're going to be talking about budgeting shortly after we return from the Christmas holiday.
Seems like we just did that. Do we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Mr. LaChapelle, do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Pratt. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Transportation contracts.
Yes, we have what we believe will be a relatively short-term transportation contract that we're asking the board to approve. It actually began on October 25th. We're anticipating it ending on or about November 22nd. We had students that we were unable to transport within the district with the staff that we had due to a short-term move.
Do we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Mrs. Norton, do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Dr. Newell, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Good. Items of information.
Yeah, we have Mr. Joe Graney, who is our new tech teacher, has proposed and would like to begin a manufacturing club, working with students to actually manufacture different things within our shop. One of the big target items that they're working on now will be props for the play. They're also looking at building an ice fishing shanty that they plan to raffle off to start raising money for the club. So some pretty cool things happening. Mr. Graney's been pretty excited about doing some of these activities, and I think it's a great opportunity for our kids.
Fantastic.
Great. Visitors' comments. Okay. At this time, we will be moving into executive session for the medical, financial credit, or employment history of a particular person or corporation, or matters leading to the appointment, employment, promotion, demotion, discipline, suspension, dismissal, or removal of a particular person or corporation. Do we have a motion?
So moved.
Mrs. Norton, do we have a second?
Second.
Mr. Owen, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. anyone